Weather Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Hundreds of Christians participated in a customary Good Friday procession through the limestone walls of Jerusalem's Old City, commemorating one of the faith's most sacred days, with noticeably thinner crowds amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will return to the table for ceasefire talks with Hamas. Several earlier rounds of negotiations have faltered. The Russian state news agency says 9 people have been detained by Tajikistan's State Security Service over suspected contact with the perpetrators of last week's horrendous attack by gunmen on a suburban Moscow concert hall that killed some 144 people. Those detained also suspected of having connections with the Islamic State group. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. An absolutely picture postcard perfect Easter weekend forecast. For tonight, partly cloudy, a little cool. Overnight low temperature in the mid-40s, but a nice recovery tomorrow. Upper 70s on Saturday, 83 on Easter Sunday. Sunshine for the weekend. Just a beautiful forecast with a high in the mid-80s Monday, still dry. And the next risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms returning on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
A state lawmaker who was opposed to the gambling bill coming from the Alabama House now says that he would vote for the state Senate's version of that bill. State Representative Reed Ingram was on Montgomery's 93.1 News and Views with Joey Clark. He suggests that the Alabama House concur with the Senate changes and pass the bill rather than take it to a conference session.
Well, you know, the Senate passed it and sent it back to us with just the enforcement piece, the lottery. I'm not ever going to vote for anything but giving the people a chance just to vote on the lottery. I don't think we need casinos from one end of the state to the other end of the state, you know, up and down interstates. It just doesn't look good. And plus, it's really bad on our state. You know, it's a tax on poor people. It's a tax on people that have addiction problems. It's a tax on, you know, the people that really are looking for a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and you're never going to get it.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Auburn University is now reaching out to students at Birmingham Southern College to help them find a new educational route for obtaining a degree after BSC announced a complete closure at the end of this May. Auburn is also offering an expedited transfer process to these students, as the University of Alabama offered earlier this week. This includes waiving the application fee for students and virtual planning meetings with Auburn's admissions committee. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon, or as we call it online, Joey Clark Live. Appreciate all the love. Just go to Joey Clark Live on YouTube, like and subscribe. We hit over 8,000 subscribers last night.
Nice.
Very cool. And we're getting more and more folks watching on the X platform. I really do love the love. I'll say the exact numbers. 168 people watching on X, given that we were having like one or two just a few months ago. I do appreciate everybody tuning in and all the support I'm getting from a few folks like Patriot Czar out there.
Heck of a growth spurt there, Joey.
It's cool. It's fun to watch. And I think this year is only going to get crazier. But one thing that, you know, Cat Williams really did call it, is the Diddy raid. And now there are more details coming out. People have been sifting through these lawsuits.
Yeah.
And now wondering what the feds are actually looking into. But in the wake of recent civil complaints filed against the diddler, sources are telling the New York Post that Sean Diddy Combs has a history of wielding money and power to get others to do his dirty work.
Sure. Yeah. No surprise there, right?
So what other people carried out acts for him, and he kept his hands clean, an insider told the Post. By the way, if you ever have like an anonymous source and wants to remain anonymous, do you just say anonymous source, or do you say like insider or expert? Or
no, I'll typically say explain why. If I keep their identity anonymous, I'll explain why, like for their protection or for to prevent deleterious effects to their job, that kind of thing. Right. So, but I don't just say an insider said, because that literally could just be like, how do you know?
Like, well, yeah, somebody familiar with the situation.
Yeah, that's another one that I hate. It's like someone in the area, like that's okay, or someone close to this person, that's right. Fine. But someone familiar with the situation is like, how do you verify that?
Right, and it could be somebody familiar with it who has no inside knowledge whatsoever. But
my name's J Rod. I took out his trash last week, and I saw some craziness.
I cut the grass.
Yeah.
A lawsuit filed by music producer Rodney Lil Rod Jones.
Lil Rod.
In February. What was that, gentlemen?
Lil Rod.
Was amended this week with blockbuster allegations about Combs paying women cash for sex and having people on payroll carry drugs for him. Jones, who previously worked with the diddler, alleged last month that the rapper sexually harassed, drugged, and threatened him for over a year. Wait, sexually harassed, drugged, and then threatened him. And if it was over a year,
probably quit.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, if you let it go on a year.
Like my boss, Brian Dawson, he has drugged me zero times. But if he ever did, I would no longer be under his employ.
Right. So that is your limit, right?
That is
there.
My limit.
That's
you
the line.
Like sexual harassment, I'll be like, hey, right. Listen here, you scamp. But the drugging, no. Not only would that require right. me to surrender a lot of well-earned chips,
I don't think I would ever work for a boss that I had to worry about drugging me a second time.
Yeah.
What's that movie that came out, Jason Sudeikis, Charlie Day, Horrible Bosses?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What if you did have, like, an attractive female boss, but you're like, say you're married, you're not trying to do anything, and she's constantly coming on to you?
I would quit.
Joey, It was so rough.
See, this is the tone I'm talking about.
I managed to get through.
It was so, how terrible for you.
Oh, it was.
It was, happened? It was.
No, I would just scream at her at the top of my lungs anytime she got crazy, almost like Dustin Hoffman and Rain Man, and start slapping myself in the head until she was no longer attracted to me. If I was in the homeboy situation in the movie, because he couldn't get a job anywhere else because was like, what was he on a registry for peeing on a kid's playground?
Yeah. Yep.
So he was in a bit of a prickly situation.
Yeah, something like that. But also remember, folks, that Cat Williams did call all of this.
The deviance is all catching hell in 2024. Mm-hmm. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is.
The fact that he name dropped Diddy in that interview.
Yeah. Well, that's not too hard to do because right. P. Diddy has been like a skinny Suge Knight for a long time.
Right. Well, and so let's get into some of these details here. Rapper Mark Curry, who was signed to Combs Bad Boy Records in the early aughts, said of Diddy, he's surrounded by movers and shakers. When you think of the music industry, a lot of illegal things go on behind closed doors. He took advantage of a lot of people who had dreams. Huh. So here's a look at Diddy's inner circle.
All right.
The drug mules. Jones' amended complaint alleges that Combs' ex-girlfriend, Young Miami, Young spelled Y-U-N-G.
They do that from time to time.
Who's that?
They.
The entertainment people?
Yeah, hip-hop folks.
Right.
They misspell words for no good reason.
She's 30. Ex-girlfriend is 30. Carried so-called, quote-unquote, pink cocaine. Said to be a mix of cocaine and cheaper substances that can include ketamine, MDMA, or opioids, and also known as TUCI, across state lines for him.
Is it spelled T-U-C-I?
T-U-S-I.
Huh.
So Tussie?
Tussie, I thought.
I've never heard of that.
I never heard of it, but I thought Tussie.
And I'm maybe kind of an expert.
Tussie would be good short for Robitussin.
That's kind of what I figured.
Hey bro, you on a robo trip tonight?
I'm not 14 years old anymore, Joe. Don't do that anymore.
I did do that. I did it. But it wasn't Robitussin. It was, what was it? Chlorcedants. You took about 10 to 15 chlorcedant pills and you were... I went and saw a horror movie in that state.
Oh,
I
would not recommend it. Dude. Now, according to the court documents, Combs wanted Tussie for a private jet flight from Miami to the Something in the Water Music Festival in Virginia. But Brendan, Paul, Diddy's alleged drug mule, forgot it. Oh, no. And there are pictures of the pink cocaine.
You had one job.
Yeah, you had one job.
One job, man.
Christina Karam, Combs' chief of staff, phoned Brown Lee, who then brought it on a private jet from Miami, the complaint alleges. Plaintiff Jones personally witnessed Mr. Combs do a few lines of coke in his dressing room. Well, that's...
And, like...
Yeah, right. It's not that shocking.
Right.
Diddy and R&B singer Chris Brown were surprise guests during Pharrell Williams' set at the 2023 festival. City Girls rapper Young Miami, whose real name is Carissa Ramika Brown Lee, was reportedly in an open relationship with Combs. Those always last.
Yeah.
From 2021 until late last year, during which Diddy had a child with another woman, a model named Dana Tran. Getting close, bro.
Getting very close.
Meanwhile, Monday saw the arrest of Brendan Paul, Combs' alleged forgetful drug mule, at the Miami airport on Monday as he attempted to board a private jet with the rapper.
Yeah.
He was slapped with a felony charge of one count of possession of suspected cocaine and suspected marijuana edibles, according to an arrest report obtained by the Post.
On a private jet?
Yeah.
Someone snitched.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and the fact everybody's like, well, Diddy hadn't been arrested. I'm like, no, because they're getting all the evidence to arrest him. They know if you're going to go off the...
They can't leave the country.
Right. Paul, 25, played basketball at Syracuse University and became a music producer during the pandemic, getting a gig with Combs after his Hoops career didn't take off. He was a producer for Diddy's The Love album, released last September, and posted photos from the album release party boasting red rose petals and love-inspired drinks. Before the drug bust, he was living large, jet-setting with Combs on the rapper's all-black G550 Gulfstream jet.
That's a nice jet.
I'm looking at a picture. That's a badass
jet. G5, buddy.
Another Combs employee allegedly paid for the rapper's drugs and guns, according to the lawsuit. Now, that's just the drug mules. Now we're on to the sex workers. The complaint alleges that Combs kept at least two women on his payroll for sex. Instagram influencer Jade Ramey, who describes herself as a certified wellness coach, was allegedly paid a monthly stipend by Combs for sex work. And there are photos here included. A document also claims that rapper 50 Cent's ex, OnlyFans Daphne Joy, was one of the three women, including Brownlee, that Combs bragged about paying a monthly stipend for sex. It is unclear if they were provided the appropriate United States federal tax documents for these payments, or if they independently declared these payments on their taxes. 50 Cent reacted to the news on Instagram Thursday, "Yo, this is a movie. This crap is a movie. This shaving cream's a movie. The claim that I am a sex worker is 100% false and character assassination," Joy posted on Instagram Thursday. The complaint also claims Combs used his power and influence to intimidate and force Mr. Jones, who solicited into soliciting and sleeping with sex workers from the Booby Trap Gentlemen's Club in Miami. Ooh. And that if Jones didn't do what Combs wanted, the rapper threatened to eat his face. What does that even mean? And said he was willing to kill Jones's mother. Well, I know what that means. Wow. And the story goes on and on and on, but apparently Cuba Gooding Jr., Mr. Show Me the Money, got all caught up in this. Jones' complaint accuses Jerry Maguire actor Cuba Gooding Jr., who's now 56, of sexual assault.
Well, he's got a little history himself.
Claiming the Oscar winner began touching, groping, and fondling his legs, his upper inner thighs, near his groin. Well, we do that all the time.
No, we do not. Don't put that out there.
I've seen it. Don't let Eddie lie to you. I've seen it.
Craig, it's like a tickle thing. It's like what guys...
I violated an NDA. I'm sorry.
began touching, groping, and fondling his legs, his upper inner thighs near his groin, the small of his back near his buttocks. We know where how anatomy works.
We know how fondling happens. Thank you. But at what point do these people, like, I have so little sympathy for men that complain about this, because like that's why God gave you fists.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Chris.
Right. And you can accept the charges of assault later. And explain why you hit the guy.
Much better. If they even come, because typically if you're fondling another dude and he cracks you upside the head, you tend to kind of be like, all's fair.
Yeah. We'll let that go.
Fair play. Turnabout's fair play.
Wow.
You could have just said no.
The poor diddler.
How high do you think this goes, though?
What do you mean, how high?
It keeps getting more people. Like, it got Cuba today in this whole sec.
Well, here's a breakdown. The New York Post has it, like, just bullet points. Okay. Here's what we know about allegations against the diddler. Diddy's homes in Los Angeles and Miami were raided by Homeland Security. Amid possible connection with an ongoing sex trafficking investigation, authorities targeted the rapper's homes to seize phones and computers. Uh-oh. Combs was spotted outside of Miami airport, slowly strolling back and forth Monday, just hours after the raids. Brendan Paul, the music producer and basketball player, was arrested on drug charges at that same airport.
Yep.
Before boarding Combs' private jet. At least four Jane Does and one John Doe have been interviewed by New York prosecutors in connection to sex trafficking allegations and a RICO case. Combs, RICO is not a crime, it's a category. Oh, I got to find that AOC clip. One of my favorites she's put out. She's just dropping hit after hit.
Yeah. my question is here is like, what the sex trafficking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Does that count if you just, like, fly a hooker to a different state or a different country?
That's what I'm wondering, too.
Yeah, because I'm not quite sure the statute, because it typically can just be involved for you know, whatever. Didn't they try to go after like Matt Gaetz for something like that?
Or they tried to say he was making payments to OnlyFans models to come hang out with people.
Okay, but they called that human trafficking.
Right. Well, and they called it human trafficking when Bob Kraft was going and getting a little, happy ending down at the massage places. And it's like a lot of this can be spun up by authority, and they do it for good reason. Yeah. I mean, they try to hit people with the hardest they can.
The term prostitution don't get the attention that human trafficking does.
Right. Because when you think of human trafficking, you think of somebody who's literally being held against their will to do things.
Right.
But Combs' ex-girlfriend, Cassandra Ventura, filed a lawsuit against him in November 2023 on several allegations, including rape and physical abuse over a decade. Combs and Cassie settled the lawsuit one day after she filed it. In November 2023, the rapper was accused of drugging, filming, and sexually assaulting a woman on a date in 1991. The lawsuit describes how Combs drove the alleged victim to a music studio where she could not get out of the car before taking her to a place he was staying to sexually assault her. A third woman filed a lawsuit against the celebrity in November 2023, claiming that he and singer-songwriter Aaron Hall took turns sexually assaulting her and a friend in the early 90s. The woman listed as Jane Doe in the lawsuit claimed that a couple days after the assault, Combs came to the home where she and her friend were staying and violently attacked her. In December 2023, Combs was hit with a fourth sexual assault lawsuit that accused him and others of sexually assaulting a 17-year-old girl at his New York City recording studio after drugging her and supplying her with alcohol. Phew. That's a lot. And then you add to those lawsuits the fact that the feds are that style of raid and immediately seizing phones and computers. Yeah, there might be something very much to this.
Yeah, I think there kind of has people. To be because, not just because, I mean, because you can get sued by 80 people and it still doesn't mean that you did anything wrong.
Right.
But the fact that they don't, people in the music industry, they get a pass more than anything.
Well, certainly.
And say, rock stars have been allowed to do all sorts of craziness and never get arrested in the past. But for the feds to come in with this much of a heavy hand, they have to have at least something.
Well, I think a lot of it, too, was that lawsuit that got settled the next day.
Right.
The next day.
Makes you wonder.
Yeah.
Right.
Deviance is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is.
Let's go to Roger. Hey, Roger.
Roger. Man, we talk about Jesus when I get out of the truck, and we talking about rappers and drugs and sex when I get back over. Craig, can you not do something with them?
I try to, but I mean, I think Diddy needs Jesus as much as everyone else, and actually a little bit more at the moment.
If Eddie starts groping Joey, I want you to knock him in the next week.
Please, I do too. I want you to knock me in the next week too if I start groping Joey.
I didn't hear these same protests when it was actually happening.
But I think, Craig, you have a show on NPR later in the afternoon, don't you?
I would sooner receive a molten glass enema than have a
He'd
show
rather
for
be
NPR.
Groped by Eddie than do that.
Yeah, but no, I do not.
Well, you should. You fit that genre. That
thanks.
That slow, you talk big words and nobody understands. It makes sense to anybody. But just that, I'm telling you, it could be all things belabored. Just featuring.
I wish you were here so I could kick dirt on your shoes.
No, it's great having your own, Craig, because I've been accused of talking in cursive for years now, so it's good to have somebody else who could even up it.
I occasionally do engage in a bit of pedantic floxy-noxy nihilipilification.
I'm challenging that word. We're playing Scrabble. We're putting the challenge down right now.
No,
when we get AI, we'll be able to understand the damn word. So that's what he was talking about. Obviously, only Red Top understands his power. He's super Catholic and then turns around and denies the tenets of the faith. I really like that.
Red Top proves that there is such a thing as too much cocaine.
That's not his drug. No.
But, yeah, go back to the Jesus talk or the bouncy chick that's doing country music. Now, I woke up to that this morning on NPR.
With the witch chick? The bouncy
Beyonce
chick?
Oh, Beyonce. Doing country, and I was like, who cares?
Good music. She's the wealthiest woman on the planet. I mean, I think a lot of people do. I'm not a Beyonce fan. When you were talking about the witch chick, were you talking about the chick that's been all over Twitter covered in like bones and leaves, like singing about ayahuasca?
Oh, I think I've seen this. She would be cute other than the face tattoos.
No. I mean, you're
maybe I'm thinking somebody else.
Well, I don't know. He thinks AOC is hot.
So she's objectively attractive.
She looks like she smells really bad. Not AOC, but that the hippie chick.
Yeah, that's probably true.
We cut Joey off the testosterone till he admits AOC.
No, the other day I said I was going to pretend to be a tree so I could at least get a hug from one of those tree huggers. Like
well,
it's been a while.
You're going to have to go full-fledged 9/11 on the sex. You know that statement is 18 to 80 blind, crippled, or crazy. You got to solve your problem there, Joey. Come on.
Speaking of not being able to understand one another.
We're on two different plateaus. You don't understand me, and I still don't.
Here we are, Ebony and Ivory, living together in perfect harmony.
I do understand when you've been talking about the Bible because I've been there, and I tell you what, practical application, your faith will get tested. Let me tell you a quick story.
Sure.
Three generations, 70-year-old man, 50-year-old man, 31-year-old son. Leave out Mobile, February, going tuna fishing. About 60 miles out, the boat fills water and flips. It is a seal gone bad. So they're in the water, three of them, which nothing but the bows hanging up. They finally figure out how to get two of them on the hull, but when they try to get the old man on the hull, they're sliding in. He won't let them. He knows if they get back in the water, they're done. So they begged him to try to get on the boat, and he pushed off. Quoted a verse. I know who I believed in and persuaded that he was able to keep me until that day and pushed off the boat. The Coast Guard was there within about 45 minutes, but the water was frigid. Mm. So that kind of proves the fact that greater love has no, when you lay down your life. He wanted his son to see his grandchildren the way he had seen his grandchildren. So I'd pretty much say that's faith tested, set, and sealed. And I try every day as hard as I can to beat that man.
Well, I really appreciate sharing that story, Roger.
Thank you, Roger.
Happy Easter. 272-9228. We got to hit this break here. More news and views in the afternoon after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan, call Alabama Home Mortgage, because folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. An absolutely picture postcard perfect Easter weekend forecast. For tonight, partly cloudy, a little cool. Overnight low temperature in the mid-40s, but a nice recovery tomorrow. Upper 70s on Saturday, 83 on Easter Sunday. Sunshine for the weekend. Just a beautiful forecast with a high in the mid-80s Monday, still dry. And the next risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms returning on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fun,
very own Joey Clark.
Wow. Yeah, I was having a lot of fun that day.
That was a very Zach Wilde sound that you had there, though.
Yeah, it's I learned if I don't overthink it, if I just make a drum beat, throw the bass, throw the guitar on, just go. Don't think, just improvise and go. Usually works out. But I gotta start playing with others. I'm getting a little tired of just playing with myself. Let's go to a clip that came out. Last night, I guess. This is Prattville's own Caitlin Collins of CNN.
Sorry, what? A little gassy today, are we?
With Mayor, well, now Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, hi.
And, well, they're talking about the Baltimore Bridge collapse and everything that went on there, but she has to ask him about conspiracy theories. Let's listen in to our corporate betters.
Ask you about something that I guess we shouldn't be surprised by anymore, but almost immediately after this ship hit this bridge and the bridge collapsed, there were these wild conspiracy theories about what really happened. I mean, they ranged from a cyber attack to the captain having side effects from the COVID vaccine. They even blamed the Obamas at one point. And I just wonder, as a sitting cabinet secretary, if you ever thought that you'd have to combat something like that when dealing with a crisis.
You know, we're in the business of dealing with roads and bridges and sometimes ships and trains. We are not in the habit as a Department of Transportation of being in the business of dealing with conspiracies or conspiracy theories or that kind of wild thinking. But unfortunately, it is a fact of life in America today. What's really upsetting, of course, is that when misinformation or disinformation circulates, that is not without victims. Remember, this is a human tragedy.
Yeah, it is. It is a tragedy. Misinformation and disinformation spreads.
Need to be a law.
Well, and why this flourishing of conspiracy theories? Because that is true. Yeah. There has been a flourishing of conspiracy thought.
Because they keep coming true.
Well, there's that.
There's that.
They get the ones that are actually conspiracy fact. It's just history.
The Simpsons sees it coming.
Right.
But the fact is, if you watch the video of what went down and you tell me that it doesn't look very much like someone drove intentionally into that.
Right.
I'm not saying they did,
right,
but that's the way that it looks. Just like Tower 7 definitely looks like a controlled demolition. I'm not saying it was. I don't think it was, but it sure as heck looks like one.
But just that segment, them talking about these shameful people with their conspiracy theories. My question for Caitlin Collins would be, has the corporate media, has CNN, I'm not saying you have, Caitlin, but has CNN ever lied and spread misinformation, disinformation, say about war or COVID or anything?
Or a sitting president.
Right.
Has, I would say to Buttigieg, has the government ever spread misinformation or disinformation?
Funny you say that about Buttigieg. It was about 2 years ago that he got caught on a day he was supposed to be bicycling to work. They had the SUV drop him off two blocks before wherever he worked, and he biked in from there.
Right.
And had no shame in that whatsoever.
But my point is that obviously this is bigger than any of us in this room or Caitlin Collins or Pete Buttigieg. But the reason you see a flourishing of conspiracy is because we don't believe you anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Because you have constantly gone to the well, or I'll put it this way, you've constantly cried wolf. Mm-hmm. And now the sad part is at the end of, you know, the boy who cried wolf, what the wolf actually shows up, right?
Yep.
And so that's what I think is the biggest worry that, I'll be blunt, there are some folks out there that I do worry about, especially on Twitter. I see the rise of anti-Semitism, for instance. I think it's, and I'm not using it to accuse anybody of anything. It's more folks who are like outright, Nick Fuentes, for instance, outright anti-Semitic. And if you remember your history, say the old German right, the old German aristocrats, the writers like Ernst Jünger, a lot of these folks that ran the old German realm, say, turn of the 20th century, they looked down on anti-Semitism as this peasant thought. Mm-hmm. It's a joke. So I'm not somebody who thinks, oh, if you question our holy democracy, then you're automatically a Nazi. But I am a little worried when I see, oh, when people don't trust the system, awful things can spread. Yep. And so I think as much as they want to blame everybody else from, say, a corporate media desk or from a government bureau, we're going to fight misinformation. No, y'all are the main source of this breakdown of trust.
And I actually think that this is my conspiracy. I think that's intentional. I think they want to push people to the extremes when there's not a figurehead or an establishment that you can trust to get proper information. Then you are inevitably going to have a lot of stragglers that are looking for somewhere, and they can find someone in a Nick Fuentes type who says at least some things that they see some truth in.
Right.
And then they just buy the whole farm along with it.
Sad.
It's the same thing. Like that. This has been my concern for the longest time, even with the book debate. The library book debate, people are being like, well, Hitler burned books, so do you want to be like Hitler? And people are saying, well, if the choice is between showing dinglings to children and being more like Hitler, I think I'm going to be more like Hitler.
Right.
So they're intentionally radicalizing people.
But it's a false choice.
Correct. Right. Oh, obviously, right. Obviously. But there's people that buy into that false choice, and I think the dichotomy is played exactly that way because they need to create the monsters that they've been telling us about for the longest time.
Amen. And unfortunately, some people do fill that monster mold
they do.
Very quickly.
And lost boys who need fathers, intellectual fathers, spiritual fathers, actual fathers. And whenever you have a generation of men raised by women, they'll find their father, unfortunately, these days on Twitter. And if you can find a father who's willing to say the things that nobody else in your life is willing to say, then you'll typically follow that person through thick and thin. And that's why people like a Nick Fuentes get the following that they do, because, like I said, he says some things that are true objectively. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, well, nobody else is talking about these things, so this person has the bravery to say the things that you're not allowed to say.
And it doesn't help whether it's the accusation of anti-Semitism or the accusation of racism that's constantly thrown at folks, that you're using it so much. Again, I go back to the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah.
You're eventually going to run up against a wolf.
Yeah.
And you're probably not going to be prepared for it. And I don't want to see that. I think anybody who likes peace and civilization and prosperity doesn't want to see that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there are a lot of lost souls out there that'll grip into any sort of leadership. And it's just a shame where we're going with all this.
Yeah, big shame.
It really is. 272-9228. Now, I've been sitting on this particular clip for a while. Because I think last week, Ron Paul sat down with Tucker Carlson.
Oh.
And Dr. Paul was asked, like, when did you know, like, the Republic was kind of shot through?
Oh, yeah.
And, well, let's listen in.
In all of your time in Congress, did you ever come across other members of Congress you served with who said, wow, you know, the CIA was involved in Kennedy's assassination? Was this widely known on Capitol Hill when you served there?
I never heard anybody say that.
Anybody?
Well, probably you heard my close friends.
It's just funny that, right. Again, now I think people recognize that that's true, but that was 60 years ago, and our lawmakers never talk about it.
But you mentioned to me earlier and brought back in memory, but do you know who they appointed to the commission? Alan Dulles.
He was on the Warren Commission.
Yeah.
So the guy who was responsible for the murder.
He probably was the most.
Was investigating the murder.
That's what dawned on me. The Republic is gone. That's when I said the day it ended. It was eroding from the beginning of the last century, you know,
yes,
with the philosophic changes. But I think it's still. Well, what about that former FBI or CIA agent said we were taught to lie, cheat, and steal, and then he giggled and the crowd clapped, and he was making fun of it. So
it does make you wonder if you know people want to be free.
Mm. Mm. It's a quote. It's a Mencken quote. I think Michael Malice constantly repeats that the average man doesn't want to be free. He simply wants to be safe. Mm. And but that's. It's amazing to see how much Ron Paul is vindicated, as much as he was mocked when he ran for president by official Republicans and conservatives. And there are still going to be disagreements. But I think there are a lot of, I hope, people on the right and center, and I'd imagine some folks on the left who might say vote for an RFK Jr., who are seeing through this. Well, what do you think about that latest pick, the Nicole Shanahan pick?
The most inexplicably stupid move of any political figure that I've seen in a while. I think that position was bought. I think that's the only explanation for it. Nobody, I didn't know who she was until I had to look her up after seeing that he chose her as his VP. And the whole event was just a cluster cluck. It made zero sense. And the conspiracy theorist in me wants to say that someone got to him and said, hey, sabotage your own campaign.
That's what I was going to ask you. You think it was
right? Because I know he's smarter than that.
Well, and I was thinking, oh, maybe she's like an impressive speaker. And as I tried to listen to her, I'm like, no.
She's shrill and poorly lettered.
Right. And I was like, what are you doing, Robert? But
I don't know. I don't know. But it was if I need to feel good about myself, I will go watch those old presidential debates when Ron Paul absolutely smushed everyone on the stage, including Newt Gingrich, which isn't easy to do.
Right.
On the Iraq War. I think that was, I still go back and listen to those because he was just so bold in the way that he did what he did.
Right. And he got it hardcore from Rudy Giuliani and all these folks. You know, think about post 9/11. If you suggested the idea of blowback, and that's what, it's amazing. Who's the guy? He goes by Martyr Maid on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I don't.
He does a podcast sometimes with Jocko Willink, and there's one he did with Scott Horton where they go through American foreign policy. And you will probably know some of the things, folks, if you've been paying attention, especially if you've been working within the military during those times. But if you say start the clock in the early 80s, mm-hmm. and you look at how much the United States and what we did in the Middle East did bear the fruit of the terrorism we suffered later, it's kind of undeniable. And yet, if you bring that up, even to certain Americans these days, oh, you just hate America. Yep. And it's like, is this, to your point, you know, sometimes in a democracy, you might be the smartest man in the room, but if everybody else is dumber than you and disagrees, you're the dumbest one of them.
Yeah. And it's the same thing. Yeah. It's the same thing when you bring up America funding Al-Qaeda. It's the same thing as if you bring up Israel funding ISIS, which they did, by the way, mm-hmm. Then... Or actually, funnily enough, Israel funding Hamas, which they also did, yeah. Then that scene is anti-Semitic the same way they're bringing up the fact that the United right. States funded Al-Qaeda is supposed to be anti-American. It's like these are hate facts.
Right. And Israel, I think there was a quote from an Israeli ambassador in that 2014-2015 yeah. period as Syria's starting to just blow up. They preferred the chaos of yep. the Sunni extremists, ISIS and al-Nusra yep. Front and all this stuff, to the Iranians and the Shia proxies yeah. being on their doorstep.
Well, when ISIS accidentally, I can't remember if it was a missile strike on a base or actually in Israel, but it struck some Israelis. They launched a missile attack and it struck some Israelis. ISIS apologized. When's the last time you saw ISIS apologize? It's like, no, we were just actually going after the Syrians. So sorry, my apologies.
Right. Well, and there were folks in Israeli politics, including Netanyahu, who thought, well, Hamas can be a wedge, a counterbalance to the Palestinian Authority. Mm. And, well, it's kind of blown up in their faces.
But the fact is, it's just... Oh, never mind.
It's complicated, though. I think there are a lot of Americans that aren't willing to accept, whether it's the Middle East or what we're seeing in Eastern Europe with Ukraine and the Russians, that the politics in those areas are much more brutal, mm-hmm. corrupt, and complicated and complex than you're willing to believe.
Well, that's just life in general in a lot of those areas.
Well, and maybe you should apply that own sort of critical eye to your own country.
Sure.
I think American politics is a lot more corrupt and violent,
you
brutal,
just don't like
and complex.
America, do you?
Right.
Well, it's a sanitized kind of violence. The same way that we have sanitized warfare now. It's like, oh, you know, when we were talking at the beginning of the show about people being conscripted in the military, and you know, everyone plays video games, so maybe they can do drone flying piloting. And I was like, yeah, that's the best thing. That's what we need is people who are already disassociated. Let's give a generation of disassociated murderers control of let's just.
I got a whole drone army on ketamine over here.
Yeah, just like some Adderall up 350-pound kid sitting behind a laptop just blowing brown kids out of existence. That's going to end well for society.
Right. Well, it's in Shane Gillis's new stand-up where he's talking about the general with the dog mask.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, people thought, oh, look at our military getting weak. He's like, no, dude, that seems like pretty scary. Like, you got a dog general going, send the missiles in. And I'm like, okay, that is a little freaky. We do have to hit this break. But first, this is part of the program, again, brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health.
Yep.
And I did not know this until recently. There are now studies that show that men will be more irritable and argumentative before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy. So the reality is pills often quit working and guys start making excuses for not, say, coming or going to bed. And there at Montgomery Men's Health, they can help you with that sort of issue, erectile dysfunction, or maybe you have a more generalized problem with low testosterone. Nothing to deny, put off, be ashamed about. Not something to wait to get fixed. Guys hate going to the doctor, but Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys just like us who kind of, you know, hesitate, you know, cringe at, oh, I don't want to go. I'm fine.
That's a man.
But if you're a fellow out there, or maybe you're a lady and you're noticing this in your man, you're seeing no motivation, lack of energy, always tired, perhaps an unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in sex drive, or maybe you just feel like you're walking through life in a fog, well, knowing whether or not you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. So the providers of Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And they have low-T treatments there that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains at the gym.
Brother, brother.
That's right, brother.
Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased libido.
That's all right, Joey.
It's quite all right. Thank you, Eddie. You can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. Closing up shop here pretty soon, and a replay for Greg Budell today. He travels down to New Orleans to see Goose. I know he's looking forward to that. Before we get into our last segment here, this part of the program brought to you by Prattville Carpet. And, you know, Ray Bowles and the team there are ready to help you folks out with any resurfacing job you need, including, of course, in the name, carpet. They can also do traditional hardwood installs, laminate products. The luxury vinyl plank luxury is fantastic. Vinyl is something else, man. You've seen that stuff, Craig, where it looks like hardwood, but it's a little more forgiving?
Yeah, that's what's in my house.
Oh, yeah.
You're very familiar with it.
It's great. So, especially with the kid, you know, you spill something, it's not going to be the end of the world by any means. And, of course, they can also do ceramic tile there at Prattville Carpet. So maybe you're looking to remodel the bathroom or the kitchen. Prattville Carpet can help you out. So what you need to do is call them at 285-8117 and ask about a free in-home measurement. They'll literally go the extra mile, come to you. They'll even bring samples. But what they do is they measure, and then once you pick out the product you want to resurface, they'll know exactly how much it's going to cost, how long it's going to take them, and they'll get the job done. And, you know, this is a great idea. If you plan on going on a vacation, why not surprise the wife? Like, so Prattville Carpet, they're so trustworthy. You have them at just a spare key. They'll get in there, get the resurface job done, put everything back in order. It's a great way to surprise the one you love. So get that number, 285-8117. And when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell those fine folks there at Prattville Carpet that Joey and Eddie from News and Views in the Afternoon sent you. Now, I think I could... with a straight face, describe myself as a Bitcoin bull. It's pretty awesome seeing this run up in Bitcoin. But, and, you know, there's certain folks I would recommend, like, find old videos of Andreas Antonopoulos. That guy called it all the way back in 2015, 2016. A brilliant character. And I'm sure he's, if not a multi-millionaire, maybe even a billionaire at this point. Like, that guy was early to the party and knew what he was talking about. But another one who's more recent, who is a billionaire,
who's put his money where his mouth is this guy, the CEO of MicroStrategy, Michael Saylor. And he's really been saying this is not too late to jump into Bitcoin. Maybe just own a tenth of a Bitcoin and sit on it for 10 years is his idea, even if you don't have a lot of money.
Yeah, I just put in X amount of dollars towards, I have no idea how much Bitcoin I actually own.
Right.
I just did the dollar-wise, but I've seen it increase dramatically here lately.
Right, and don't think of it as like, oh, I'm going to turn around a big profit in a year.
No, you again, keep telling me that, Joey.
But think of it in a 5-10 year window. Think of it as a long-term
investment. I got profit now, Joey.
Shut
I got profit
up.
Now.
Like, are you this dumb?
I got profit now. I should reinvest, shouldn't I?
Yeah, well.
You should give me some of that Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I bought it for my grandkids, you pigs. Don't be such pigs. Try to take what belongs to my grandkids. Jeez.
Excuse me.
Oink, oink, you know.
But I didn't expect this guy to be a Bitcoin bull.
Larry Fink?
Larry Fink?
Really?
BlackRock? Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
I'm scared. Selling it all now.
Yeah, exactly. Suddenly.
But let's listen in.
I'm very bullish on the long-term viability of Bitcoin.
I was going to say, did that surprise you?
That surprised me how much that's
really?
Gone up. I mean, look, it is. We're creating now a market that has more liquidity, more transparency, and I'm pleasantly surprised, and I would never have predicted it before we filed it, that we were going to see this type of retail demand.
So you thought you'd do good, yeah. But not this good?
I thought, yes.
IBIT is your ETF over at iShares.
Yes.
It's about to overtake Grayscale, which was in the business certainly a lot longer. You look at the gains since January 11th when it first came about.
Yes.
Have you ever seen this much inflow this quickly into
IBIT is the fastest growing ETF in the history of ETFs.
I see.
And it makes you wonder, now that institutional players are dumping money in quick, you're seeing also folks getting ready for what they call the halving or the halving, where essentially the reward to Bitcoin miners is going to be cut in half. So it means the scarcity of Bitcoin goes up even more, the supply side restriction there. And I just have a feeling this is a... I am convinced by the arguments people like Michael Saylor and Andreas Antonopoulos make. I'll put it that way. I'm not telling anybody what to do. You need to do your own homework. But I find their point of view very convincing. And if you want to get into the weeds of this is another thing Ron Paul was amazing about, into Austrian economics. We've been dominated by the monetarists, whether you talk, Milton Friedman style. He believes in free markets, but he still believed in like a Federal Reserve and a certain role of the government. He almost looked at the economy like a science equation. But then you've had the Keynesians, of course. Now you're getting these modern monetary theorists. And what you find is a lot of the monetarist economic theory sort of plays into this idea that you need a central authority with a lot of power to manage a macro economy. Whereas the Austrian school has a different perspective. And they're the ones who have been saying for a long time, we are creating a ticking time bomb when it comes to our money. And I think that could help inform you to make certain decisions. I'd always recommend fee.org is great, Foundation for Economic Education, or Mises.org, M-I-S-E-S, has a lot of not just current day articles, but historic documents, books, some of the classics in that economic space, if you ever do want to study up. Not to give you homework on an Easter weekend, but...
Go ahead. Homework is good.
Right. But I really recommend it to folks who are in the financial world, who really are. They know what they're a lot more what they're doing than I do. But just suggesting that if you're looking for a long-term store of value, I think Bitcoin might very well be the soundest, hardest money ever created, discovered by man. And on that note, we're pretty much out of time. Any parting shots, gentlemen?
If you want a good laugh, go to the comments, folks. Oh, it was on fire today.
Oh, no, they were being absurd.
Talking
about us sharing a spit cup.
And, I don't even dip.
Yeah, I don't either.
That's what I was like.
Yeah, you also don't let Joey touch you on the leg either.
Mm. Not publicly? Hello?
You wish. You wish. Well, stop looking at me like a snack.
I am going to say that I think that it is... unfair that Joey was the one who decided to give up on the sunglasses early on in the show.
I went with it. It was getting my face hot, but I think we could have turned the air on.
I think we could.
I can't see when I have them on.
You gave up. You quit.
I did. I quit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, that explains a lot.
Well, the future's not as bright as you thought. Put it that way. Guy.
Okay, thank you, Nietzsche.
I might as well learn welding next. So
that would be fun.
We're going to get out of here. Again, it's a replay for